Biology 1, Revision Part 2, Nerves and Hormones. The nervous system enables humans to react to their surroundings and coordinate their behaviour. The most easiest question will ask you where the cells that are sensitive to light are found. The answer is the eye. Sensitive to sound, the ears. Sensitive to changes in position that enable us to keep our balance is also the ears. Receptors that are sensitive to chemicals enable us to taste and smell are the tongue and nose respectively, and receptors sensitive to touch are found in the skin. They are also sensitive to pain and temperature changes. The thing that changes in the environment is called the stimuli. The cells that detect it, the receptors, and the receptors are found in organs. Light receptor cells, like most animal cells, have a nucleus, a cytoplasm, and a cell membrane. Further knowledge of functions of cell components is not required. Most of the time, the brain collects information from the receptors and coordinates a response. This is not the case in reflex actions. In a reflex arc, receptors detect the stimuli, which is a change in the environment, and pass impulses along sensory neurons to the central nervous system. The central nervous system is made up of the spinal cord and brain. In the spine, a relay neuron shortcuts from the sensory neuron to a motor neuron. The impulse is sent down the motor neuron to an effector, which is either a gland or a muscle. This creates a response. So in the example of standing on a sharp nail, the skin receptors would detect the pain. The message would go along the sensory neurons as an impulse to the spinal cord. It's an intense pain, and therefore a relay neuron shortcuts a message to the motor neurons in your leg, which instruct the muscles to contract, moving your leg off of the nail. The message also continues up your spine to your brain, but you will have moved your leg before you are conscious of the pain. That is a reflex. Sensory is when you sense something, so coming from the receptors, and motor neurons are for moving, so when you want to move a muscle. In addition to those two neurons, we have relay neurons in the spinal cord that create a shortcut, allowing you to react to pain and moving your body out of danger. The other type of effector is a gland, and they secrete a chemical known as a hormone. The junction between two neurons is called a synapse. In the neuron, the impulse is electrical, but across the gap, neurotransmitting chemicals are released to travel across the gap, which stimulate an electrical impulse in the second neuron. The human body needs to control several internal conditions. You need to be aware of four of them. The water content of the body. Water leaves the body via the lungs when we breathe out and via the skin when we sweat to cool us down. And excess water is lost via the kidneys in urine. The iron content of the body, spelt I-O-N, it's essentially half of a salt. And the ions are lost via the skin when we sweat. That's why sweat tastes salty. And excess ions are lost via the kidneys in urine. Temperature. The body's internal temperature is 37 degrees, which is the best temperature for enzymes to work. Blood sugar level. If there is too much sugar in the blood or too little, either way, your cells cannot take the sugar in to use for energy. This is a form of diabetes. Many processes in the body are coordinated by chemical substances called hormones. Hormones are secreted by glands and are usually transported to their target organs by the bloodstream. Hormones control lots of organs at once, where nerves only control one at a time. Hormones regulate the functions of many organs and cells. For example, the monthly release of an egg from a woman's ovaries and the changes in the thickness of the lining of her womb are controlled by hormones secreted by the pituitary gland and by the ovaries. Several hormones are involved in the menstrual cycle of a woman. Hormones are involved in promoting the release of eggs. Follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, is secreted by the pituitary gland and causes eggs to mature in the ovaries. It also stimulates the ovaries to produce hormones including estrogen. Luteinizing hormone, or LH, stimulates the release of eggs from the ovary, while estrogen is secreted by the ovaries and inhibits further production of FSH. The use of hormones in controlling fertility include giving oral contraceptives that contain hormones to inhibit FSH production, so no eggs mature. Oral contraceptives may contain estrogen and progesterone to inhibit egg maturation. The first birth control pills contain large amounts of estrogen. These resulted in women suffering significant side effects. Birth control pills now contain a much lower dose of estrogen or progesterone only. Progesterone-only pills lead to fewer side effects, also known as the mini pill. On the other hand, giving FSH and LH in a fertility drug to women whose own levels of FSH is too low to stimulate eggs to mature, for example, in vitro fertilization, IVF treatment. IVF involves giving a mother FSH and LH to stimulate the maturation of several eggs. The eggs are collected from the mother and fertilized by sperm from the father. The fertilized eggs develop into embryos. At the stage when they are tiny balls of cells, one or two embryos are inserted into the mother's uterus or womb. Control in plants. Plants are sensitive to light, moisture, and gravity. Their shoots grow towards light and against the force of gravity, i.e. upwards. Roots grow towards moisture and in the direction of the force of gravity. Shoots grow up, roots grow down. That is geotropism or gravitropism. Shoots growing towards the light is an example of phototropism. Roots also grow towards moisture. This type of growth is controlled by a plant hormone known as an auxin. The response of plant roots and shoots to light, gravity, and moisture are results of unequal distributions of hormones causing unequal growth rates. On a side of a plant on which the light is falling, the auxin growth hormone is destroyed at the growing tip. This results as the side away from the light growing more and the plant or shoot grows towards the light. Geotropism also works in this way, that if a shoot was growing horizontally, more auxin would be on the underside of the shoot, encouraging growth, and so the growing tip would grow upwards. It is opposite in roots. The lower side of a root would gather more auxin, and it inhibits growth, and so the top side would grow more, and therefore the root would grow down. Remember, it is an unequal distribution of auxin hormone that causes unequal growth rates. Plant hormones can also be used in agriculture and horticulture as weed killers and rooting hormones. They can also be used to create seedless fruits. For example, in a vineyard, if you spray the flowers of a grape plant, a grape vine, with the appropriate auxin, it will start developing its fruit even though it's not been fertilized. And because it's not been fertilized, there will be no seeds in the grape. Hence, you get seedless grapes. No one has removed all of the seeds. They are grown seedless. If you want to kill large-leafed or broad-leafed weeds on a lawn, you can spray it with an auxin. The weed with the big leaves would absorb more of the auxin, and therefore its leaves would grow really big. But the roots haven't grown really big because they've not received the auxin. So in the next dry spell, the broad-leafed weeds die because they are losing more water through their big leaves than their roots can supply. So they die. But when you first apply it to your lawn, it looks like the weeds are growing better, but only the top. A rooting hormone, if you take a cutting of a plant to reproduce it, if you dip the plant stem into the rooting hormone, it encourages those stem cells to turn into root cells and to grow new roots.